USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And there was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60 day money back guarantee, 10 year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
States continue to hope for more doses of coronavirus vaccine as word came Friday that the federal government would be releasing all doses that it had been holding back to ensure that second shots could be delivered. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says he hopes that the new administration is able to get production ramped up and deliver even more doses to the states. He tells Fox News that at the current rate of vaccine distribution, it will take a long time to get the needed number of shots for his state.
Bottom line, you know, state of Colorado, 5.7 million people, our pro rata amount of vaccines, 77,000. Other states with more people get a little bit more, with less people get a little bit less. But when you do the math as a nation, that'll take far too long to vaccinate everybody. I hope that President-elect Biden is successful in the effort to have 100 million people protected, doses in arms in the first 100 days. That's a stretch, but it's good to set a stretch goal. And I hope that Pfizer and Moderna really step up their manufacturing. And hopefully Johnson & Johnson will come online with an effective vaccine soon, too.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities say they've made multiple arrests at security checkpoints around the U.S. Capitol. Jeremy Scott has more details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
At least three people have been arrested at security checkpoints in D.C. in the days leading up to the inauguration. Two separate men from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut. Authorities say 31-year-old Wesley Beeler had an unregistered firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition when he was stopped by authorities. He tells WUSA 9,
I'm not a bad person, and it was just an accident that was made because I forgot to take my time to leave for work and take my firearm out of the truck before I left Virginia.
Beeler said he had a security badge for the inauguration from his employer. 22-year-old Guy Berry was arrested for carrying an unlicensed firearm, three high-capacity magazines, and 36 rounds of ammunition. 63-year-old Linda McGovern said she was part of the presidential cabinet. She was given a psychological evaluation.
And social media platform Parler appeared to be back up, reemerging Sunday afternoon with a message from CEO John Matz on their website. The message appears to indicate that the company has found a new host for its web services a week after it was kicked off of Amazon's web service. The company responded with a lawsuit accusing Amazon of making an anti-competitive and politically motivated decision. In the status update, Parler said it would soon welcome users back to the service, asserting they would not let civil discourse perish. The platform has been accused of allowing its users to post dozens of threats of violence, which Amazon used as justification to kick it off of its web hosting service. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.